This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
God has offered salvation to the world just as he planned to do so long ago. After all, he's sovereign. He's in charge. When your life seems chaotic, you need to rest in this truth. Jesus is Lord, and God is in control. His purpose to save you cannot be thwarted, no matter what evil Satan may try to dish up. We're in Ephesians chapter 1 today, and we're going to begin in verse 12. Ephesians 1, verse 12. God's purpose in this was that we should praise God and give glory to Him for doing these mighty things for us who were the first to trust in Christ. You see, we are the trophies, if you will, of the grace of God. All that we are, all that we do, should be to the praise of His glory. Scripture tells us that we have been chosen by God, and we've been chosen by Him to bring Him glory and to further His kingdom. We need to realize that this mystery that he's been speaking of throughout chapter 1, this truth, well, hey, it has some deep personal ramifications. The great minister Vance Havner, he once wrote, "Now Christ is the great gatherer, and if we do not gather with him, he makes it plain that we scatter. We work against him. And the only way we can help him gather is by winning souls and fishing for men." Mind you, he said, if we are not engaged in some form of this great gathering, we're not merely indifferent. We are not neutral. He made it plain that we are instruments of division and discord, that if we are not active with him, we are active against him. And no matter how much you may wave a Bible, if you are not gathering with him, you are not merely wasting time. You are working against the only unifying force in all of existence. Going on in verse 13 of our text, Paul writes, "And because of what Christ did, all the others too, who heard the good news about how to be saved and trusted Christ, were marked as belonging to Christ by the Holy Spirit, who long ago had been promised to all of us Christians. His presence within us is God's guarantee that he really will give us all that he has promised. And the Spirit's seal upon us means that God has already purchased us and that he guarantees to bring us to himself. This is just one more reason for us to praise our glorious God." Now, Paul here is walking us through the steps of our own salvation and the method we are to use to direct all those who follow. Nothing here about seeker-sensitive or emergent theology, or any new hip methodology for that matter. There's no other way to find Jesus. Nothing but the same old blessed gospel that has led us home from the beginning. We hear the word of truth and we trusted in it. We believed and we were subsequently filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee, the down payment, we could say, the proof, if you will, of our true redemption. And all of it causes us to praise God for His glory. The Greek word for guarantee, it can also be used to indicate an engagement ring. Therefore, as Christ is the bridegroom and the church is the bride, so is the Holy Spirit in this down payment, this earnest money situation, our engagement ring in the long-awaited marriage of the bride of Christ, the church, and their Messiah. Verse 15 says, "That is why, ever since I heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and the love you have for Christians everywhere, I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you wisdom to see clearly and really understand who Christ and all that he has done for you." So Paul, he began with the word therefore in the Old King James, or because of this, or in our text, for this cause, because all of that, as I just said for the last 14 verses, is because he is expressing an act of personal praise. and he now even adds prayer to that praise. The reputation of the believers there in Ephesus had reached the ears of the Apostle Paul, and he had heard of their faith. Such a faith, naturally, leads to the very real act of loving others in practice. So he, who heard about this, now faith was more than just a belief for him, more than just a belief for us. It is an expression of, an act of, a believer's trust in God.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.